Mastering the Art of Multidisciplinary Thinking. Insights from Poor Charlie's Almanac. What is the Poor Charlie's Almanac about? Poor Charlie's Almanac is a collection of writings, speeches, and interviews by Charlie Munger, the vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett's longtime business partner. The book covers Munger's thoughts on investing, business, decision-making, and life in general. It also includes Munger's famous mental models for making better decisions and achieving success. Why is it called Poor Charlie's Almanac? The book is called Poor Charlie's Almanac as a tribute to Charlie Munger, who is known for his frugality and humility despite his great success. The title is a play on the word poor to emphasize Munger's down-to-earth nature and his focus on simplicity and practical wisdom. It also alludes to the traditional almanacs that provide valuable information and advice for daily life, reflecting the book's themes of learning and personal development. What made Poor Richard's Almanac so popular then and now? Poor Richard's Almanac was popular then and now for several reasons. 1. Benjamin Franklin's witty and insightful aphorisms. The almanac was filled with clever and thought-provoking sayings that were both humorous and practical. These aphorisms captured the spirit of the times and provided readers with valuable advice on various subjects. 2. Practical information. Poor Richard's Almanac also contained useful information like weather forecasts, astronomical data, and household tips. This made it a valuable resource for farmers, tradesmen, and housewives looking to plan their days and manage their households efficiently. 3. Accessibility. The almanac was affordable and widely available, making it accessible to a broad audience. It was printed in large quantities and circulated throughout the American colonies, reaching a wide range of readers. 4. Timelessness. Despite being written over 200 years ago, many of the sayings and advice in Poor Richard's Almanac still hold true today. The wisdom and insights shared by Benjamin Franklin continue to resonate with readers, making the almanac a timeless classic. Overall, Poor Richard's Almanac's enduring popularity can be attributed to its wit, practicality, accessibility, and timelessness, making it a beloved and influential publication then and now.
Ich glaube, ja, Hunde haben Humor.
Das sagt Sängerin, Moderatorin, Model und Influencerin Steffi Landerer, besser bekannt als Steffi Mettel. Und die hat auch Humor. Und das weiß sie in der neuen Iswas-Dog-Folge nach, wenn sie über ihre persönlichen Hundstage mit ihrer Hündin Sheila spricht. Und sie gibt zusätzlich Tipps für ein langes Hundeleben. Also hört unbedingt rein in die neue Folge von Iswas-Dog. Gibt's überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.